Curry.
Let us know how you do, please. Send me a text with your score to 8119.
Oh, what's occurring?
First, oh, what's occurring of the week?
I was going to say I missed this, but we did it all last week as well, didn't we?
Yeah, how can you miss
so
it?
So I've only missed it in 2 days. Last week was a bit of a dream.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Don't you think?
Yes, it was a lot of stuff happened last week. I can't really remember. And that's not for any other reason. It all seems like it didn't happen now. Does it mean?
Yeah.
What, it was just a blur?
Yeah, no, some of
so,
it.
I think it was so good.
You two
that
become
sort of
such lovers since you've been on stage.
No, it's just
yeah,
that we...
Oh.
The show's really busy last week. We had loads of guests in, so I know what you mean.
I'm still trying to get over the Chippendales.
Yeah, that's still online. You can see the pictures of that.
That was even mentioned in a really posh Sunday paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What
my
was?
Chippendales experience.
There was a radio
was
review of our show yesterday in the Observer.
Oh, right.
And it was pointed
out
as a kind of highlight.
Saying, wow, you guys just know women.
When we got the Chippendales turn up. Yeah, yes, yeah. We do, actually. Was That's it? What girls want on their birthday.
The Observer's quite posh and intelligent. Was it a good review?
Yes, and yeah. It was amazing.
Surprisingly so.
They said it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right, here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Scott Mills, the musical?
Yeah.
A few people have spotted this. There were a lot of mentions from all the different characters of Becky in the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, because she works on this show and the musical was about this. So, my question to you is a simple one. How many times was the word Becky said by any of the characters in Scott Mills the Musical last week, which you can still watch at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1? They're very proud of the filming upstairs, so please go and watch it. It's like a cinematic
it looks
experience.
Very good.
It's amazing.
Very, very good.
So good. How many Beckys?
Isn't there
my favourite? My favourite person that says Becky is the guy that played Rob the boss because he just said it.
Yeah,
in
but
a good
now
way.
My actual boss, actual Rob, has started doing that in the office.
Becky.
Yeah.
Makes
Chappers. Me feel a bit uncomfortable.
How many Beckys from all the characters?
He hasn't actually ran to his flat yet.
Chappers.
What? I just wondered if life.
No, it's like
life
Becky.
Is imitating art.
Could you put more paper in the photocopier?
Becky.
That sort of thing.
Isn't Becky an advantage here because she has read the
well,
script?
I still think that she probably doesn't know how many of her name are in there. So, what are you thinking, Chappers?
64.
Becky.
12. It makes it go off
12?
Funny when you do that.
Let's find out.
64. Oh. What's occurring?
Here's the mentions of Becky from Scott Mills, the musical.
Hello, my name's Becky.
Who's that?
This is Becky.
Becky?
Becky. Right, Becky. Stick with me.
Becky, it wouldn't look good
Becky.
For you to start dating the boss on the first day, would it?
Sounds like fun, eh, Becky? Want to dance with me?
Want to go west with me, Becky?
Becky's going round to talk to Rob, the boss.
Becky. Hi. Becky. I had no choice.
That's all in the past now, Becky.
I've got a new life now, Becky.
Becky.
Are you the next contestant?
Becky's on her way to Scott's house.
Becky.
Scott!
Becky! Oh, Becky, what the hecky? Got Becky sacked as well.
And Becky has to face the music.
And Becky here.
Becky! Becky! You're fired!
Look, Becky, you should be firing. Call me Becky.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot in there.
My character never said Becky once.
No, he's so self-obsessed with his dancing. he don't think he mentioned anyone else, did he, apart from Anton Dubek?
That is, yeah, you need to see the musical because Chappers has a strange talent in there which no one ever would realise before.
Mm.
25 Beckys in there, so you're still closest, Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
Call me Becky. Right, next one. You know the phrase that pays?
Becky.
No,
it's not that.
All right.
I'm still trying to find out what it is. You know some radio stations, they just call listeners at random and they just ask them what the phrase that pays is. Now, normally, they tell you what the phrase that pays is on air beforehand and then you just remember it. We don't really do that. But I still like to play the game because I miss out, I think. Because other radio stations
do it. Why
do
you miss out?
Well, other radio stations do it and we never get a chance to do it. So this is why I like to do it on Oh, What's a Carry. So today, I called 4 Radio 1 listeners and asked them what the phrase that pays was. How many would get it right?
Eh? How many would get it right?
Yeah.
None. Because there isn't one.
Oh, rubbish.
Well spotted.
Well, I've got to say one, okay. Even though I know it's not.
Let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's me calling some Radio 1 listeners, asking them what the phrase that pays was, but how many would get it right?
Hello?
Hi there, Bob Cheese here from Cheese FM. You're on the air. Now all you got to do is tell us the phrase that pays.
What is it?
We can't tell you. You've got to tell us.
Will you marry me?
It's good, but it's not right. But thanks for the offer, my darling. So it wasn't Will You Marry Me.
You quite like this character, don't you?
Well, he's very similar to the one I play in the musical.
I know, yeah. One of them. With subtle differences.
Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
What's the phrase that pays? Oh, I don't know. A phrase that pays. Radio 1. Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
No, that's not the phrase that pays.
Oh, okay then. But can you give us a shout out?
No.
I think.
Got Chris Moyles impression, though.
Yeah, that was a good phrase.
Did she recognise you?
Dunno.
I think she must have done.
Yeah. She couldn't get the phrase right, though, did she?
No, she didn't.
Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
Pardon?
What's the phrase that pays?
Oh, my God. We're not listening. It's cut off our signal. I'm getting asked what's the phrase that pays. No! Birthday. Shh.
It's good, but it's not right.
It's good, but it's not right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
We're not listening. It's cut off our signal.
You've always got to be listening for the phrase. Yeah.
Just in case they say it.
Though.
It's not birthday. Shh. Next.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's the phrase that pays?
No idea.
Have a guess.
Everything tastes better with custard.
It's good, but sadly it's not right.
Okay.
Oh, I wish that was the phrase. No, everything tastes better with custard.
It doesn't, though, does it?
Surprisingly, nobody got a point for that. So, Chappers, you can have that.
Oh! What's occurring?
That's very kind of you. I can have it, can I? That's because I got it right.
Yeah. I'm just saying no one got the phrase right.
What
still,
was it?
Still searching for that phrase.
Still
that
searching
pays.
For it, are we?
Can't tell you, otherwise,
ruin it. Yeah.
Right, last one. You know BBC Three?
Yes.
There's a new show that I'm a bit obsessed with at the moment, and it's called Young, Dumb, and Living Off Mum.
Yeah.
Heard about it?
Yeah.
It's
loads of kids who can't do anything for themselves, isn't it?
Yes, and they all live in a big house together.
And then get voted off.
Yeah. And they really have relied on their parents before now. This is the first time that a lot of them have done really simple things like cooking, cleaning, their mums do everything for them.
Making the bed.
Yeah. And Danielle is my favourite, who's on the show. She's one of the people in the house that can't do nothing. And on the show this week, she had a problem, not one that you would normally talk about or broadcast to many people. She just kept on about how bunged up she was. So my question to you...
Oh!
God. I think Chappers thought nose.
Yeah,
my question to you: in this week's Yum, Dumb, and Living Off Mum.
Oh no, what's this question?
How many times did my favourite Danielle discuss her bowel movements?
Chappers' face is just pure horror.
Becky.
Five.
Chappers.
Stop doing the voice.
Sorry.
So who's going to ask me? How many times did she mention it?
Yeah.
Not how long was it between...
How many times did she mention it? Did she talk about it?
What did you say?
Five.
Six.
Oh, I hate it when you go tactical.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Danielle talking about her toilet habits from Young, Dumb and Living Off My Mum on BBC
Your
Actual 3, not my mum.
The last time I went to the toilet was the first week. It's been about 2.5 weeks.
Danielle hasn't had a dump for 17 long days.
I can't make myself constipated.
Danielle Tucker has constipation.
Is constipation contagious?
About to up and down, get a plane moving.
Dunn procures the strongest laxative South London has to offer.
What if we have diarrhea or something?
We need toilet roll, of course.
Yeah, we need toilet roll because Danielle is due from massive...
We just need to make it as comfortable for her as possible. I'm looking forward to having a poo now, so you're going to have a lot of fun.
I just changed my toilet.
Did you have a poo?
Yeah. My goal now is to eat fibre stuff and eat her for the inner stuff. That is important because else you end up with constipation.
13 mentions of it in yesterday's show on BBC Three.
13?
17 days?
Yeah.
Is that what they said? 17 days?
Yes.
Can she only go for poo if she's with her mum? Is that the problem?
She can't even do that herself.
I tell you what, though. Thank God we're at the BBC aren't dumbing down.
I know. What a show. Chappers wins today's Oh, What's
I'm
a
not
curry?
Sure I won the point for that, really.
You can have it, though. You know.